News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Dublin City councillors want UNESCO intangible cultural heritage status for Dublin's liberties. One of those proposing it is Sinn Féin councillor for South West Inner City, Ciarán O'Maher. Ciarán, why put the case for us? Why should the liberties get cultural heritage status with UNESCO?
Well, imagine my Shane to you and your listeners. I suppose this came before the council on Monday. I know we had a pretty eventful council meeting on Monday. Another issue got a lot of coverage, but this was one thing that we got past. So I suppose from my point of view, unfortunately, the Liberties is losing its sense of identity. I think anyone familiar with the Liberties knows that it has a sense of kind of uniqueness within Dublin. But I think the reality is ordinary people are being squeezed out by things like hotels, short-term rentals, student accommodations, and young people growing up in the Liberties looking at brand new fancy buildings, knowing that they'll never be able to afford to live in their community forever. So I think UNESCO status in that sense could help us protect what we hold in terms of the uniqueness of Dublin, but also, in terms of the Liberties, but also it could promote the positives that the Liberties has to offer. So things like the strong tradition of street trading and markets on Mead Street and Thomas Street. UNESCO status would also give a strong boost to the reopening of the Ivy Markets on Francis Street, which has been closed for many, many years. So something like this status might open up the path for government or EU funding on it. And the Liberties also has a fantastic weaving and textile production tradition. And again, a lot of visitors to Dublin and even a lot of Dubliners are completely unaware of this. So something like this, Dallas could open up that as a bit of a cottage industry and could promote local trade and that. So suppose things like these were the motivations behind it.
Do people in the Liberties not deserve fancy buildings, as you put it?
No, they absolutely do. But I think there has to be, I suppose, development has to be done in a balanced way. And I think in a lot of cases when we look at development...
But with respect, Ciarán, you're not talking about balanced development. You're talking about excluding certain groups of people, aren't you?
No, absolutely not. No, I think the reality is a lot of these developments, there's an overabundance of them at this point. And I think when we talk about kind of development, we always look at it in an environmental way and in terms of a resource way, but we never really look at it in the cultural way and kind of what we're losing culturally in the areas. So, like, I'll give you a good example, Shane. Recently on Mead Street, as you know, is really famous for its street traders. And a group of the street traders only in the last few weeks actually lost their section on the street because the kind of unit that they operate out of has been shut and has actually been replaced with a gym. Now, I'll be completely honest, I've absolutely no issues with gyms. But I think the reality is there are a lot of gyms around Dublin.
Yeah. How would cultural heritage, how would getting a cultural heritage status, how would that change anything? What in practical sense, what would it mean?
Well, it would mean that there's international recognition for the culture of the Liberties. So things like the street traders and things like...
But would it make it harder it would be harder to get planning permission, for example, for certain types of developments? Would it make any practical difference? I mean, it's a lovely idea.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose I could put it to you. I mean, there's lots of parts of Dublin that have, cultural heritage. The markets in Moore Street. I mean, the area around Church Street on the North Inner City, there's a big linen tradition there. I mean, the kind of arguments you're making, they're not unique to the heritage, brilliant and all in areas. You're not unique at all to the Liberties, brilliant and all in area as it is.
Well, I think as somebody who represents the Liberties, I would argue that the Liberties has a really, really strong sense of its own uniqueness and a really, really proud historic tradition, a working class tradition as well. And I think, it's a culture that deserves to be protected.
Yeah. Does Stonybatter not have that? Does Smithfield not have that? What's different?
I'm sure they absolutely do. I think maybe you need to take a visit to the Liberties and talk to some of the street traders.
I know the Liberties very well. I live in the inner city. I know the Liberties very well, yeah.
I think you'll find it very quickly that the wit and the charm and a lot of people comment to me, it's like being in the Dublin of old, the Dublin of decades ago when they take a visit to the Liberties.
So if it's like that, why do we need extra measures to preserve something that's already there?
Well, because these things are being lost, Shane. So, as I said, we have kind of, there's a changing face to the area with the number of kind of different developments. And ordinary people who have grown up here and who have lived here their whole lives are being priced out of it. And so if you do that, you're not going to have that anymore. And tourists are going to come to Dublin and they're going to come to the Liberties and they're just going to go and take photos of other hotels.
Yeah. I mean, is it like things like hotels, student accommodation, they bring life to an area, they bring money into an area. I mean, that's good for an area as well.
Yeah, absolutely. But I suppose, as I said, like these things have to be done in a balanced way. So not at the expense of losing the traditions in the area. And I think there's great possibilities that, you know, the stylus, if we are fortunate enough to get the stylus, and I'll be working closely with the council and with the relevant government departments to push for it now. If we are lucky enough to get it, there's a way to do kind of tourism in a more sustainable, managed way as well. So things like the textile production and the weaving industry, like that could be something promoted to tourists and it could be something that they engage with.
But you just don't want them staying in the Liberties?
No, absolutely. People are welcome to stay in the Liberties, but it has to be done in a managed way. So again, we have an overabundance of Airbnbs, which are actually kind of contrary to legislation that, you know, that they shouldn't be here in the numbers that they are. So these things just have to be done in a more managed way.
All right, Kieran.
But like, there is a way to do it.
Okay, Kieran O'Marr, Sinn Féin councillor for South West Inner City. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. UNESCO intangible cultural heritage status for the Liberties, yay or nay?
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.